We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yechanan, Ki Avina Talya, when I was younger, Amina Milsa, I said a pshat in a pasuk, the Sha'ilna Usavaya Beshtaka Chavasei, that I asked the elders, and they agreed to me that that's pshat in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says, in Yeshua, which you read at the end of yesterday's Daf, the pasuk says, Ori Mivtsar Atzidim, Tsar V'chamas, Rakas V'Kinaris, different cities, different fortified cities in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yechanan Darshan, Chamas zu Tveria. Chamas is the city of Tveria. Lom nikur shvay Chamas. Why is it called Chamas? Hashem Chamei Tveria, because we know in Tveria there's the hot springs, and therefore it's called Chamas. Rekes zu Tzipari, that's the city of Tzipari. But lom nikur shvay Rekes. Why is it called Rekes? Mishum the medallia v'raks kiraksa the Nahara, because it's up on a mountain, it's high up, Tzipari. Just like the riverbanks are high, therefore it's called Rekes. Rekes means raksa the Nahara riverbank, that's why Tzipari is called Rekes. Kineres, the city in Yeshua, it says Kineres. Zuganaisa, that's the city of Ganaisa. Lomnikushmai Kinaris, why is it called Kinaris? The Masiki Peri, the Peris of Ganaisa, are very sweet. Kakala de Kimri, Kakala de Kimri, like the sound of a harp, a beautiful kinar. It sounds beautiful, that's how sweet the Peris are. The Orach has a different taich in Kala de Kimri, but that's the Pasha taich. So that's Rav Yechon's Rosh. He said the elders agreed to him that Chamas was Tveria, Rekas was Tzipari. Omar Rava, Mikel Amandi, Omar Rekas lav Tveria. Is there anyone who holds that Rekas is not Tveria? While Kishach of Inish, Hacha, when someone was nifter in Bavel, Hosom Saftle, you should say a hespit in Tveria like this. Hachi Godel Hu Bish, Satle Hachi, they made a hespit like this. Godel Hu Bisheshach, he was a big Godel B'Torah in Sheshach. Sheshach is Bavel, because in the Aleph Beis of At Bash, Aleph is Tough and Beis is Shin, so Sheshach is Bavel. Vishem Leiber Rekes, he was a Godel in Bavel, and his name came all the way to Rekes. So you see, we call Tveria Rekes. V'chimasker Reina L'hasam, when he used to bring up a mace from Bavel to bury in Eretz Yisrael, to bury in Tveria, Saft Lehoch, he used to say hespit like this, Oyav Yisridim, which Rashi says means Oyav Yisrael, Yosef Rekes, the people of Rekes, Tzu V'kabel, go and greet Harugi Oimek, the people who died in the Oimek in the Bavel. So you see again, Rekes, Yosef Rekes is Tveria. And the third Rai, Kinoch Nafshe, the Rav Zera, Rashi explains Rav Zera came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and he died in Tveria. So Kinoch Nafshe, the Rav Zera, Pasach Alu Sabdana. The person giving a hespit said, Eretz Shinar, which is Bavel, Hora Vayolda, gave birth, conceived and gave birth to Rav Zera, Eretz Svi Gidla. And the Eretz of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Svi Gidla, brought up Gidla Shashua, brought up the apple of the eye of Bavel, Shashua, the people they loved, the Rav Zera, who is a beloved person in Bavel, grew up in Eretz Yisrael. Oyno Allah, woe to us, Amra Rekes, says Tveria, ki of the klichem das, we lost our precious utensil, precious keli. Akaponim, you see, from three rais, that Rekes says Tveria, so therefore he argues, Elam Rava, Chamas zu Chamei Gror. Chamas means the place called Chamei Gror. Rekes zu Tveria. Rekes is Tveria. Kinera zu Genoise. So he argues, he holds Rekes is Tveria and Nazi Peri. And Chamas something else, Chamei Gror. But Lama Nikoshmei Rekes. Why is it called Rekes? We understood why Chamas was called Tveria because Chamei Tveria. Why would Tveria be called Rekes? The Pshat is like this. Shafil Rei Konum Shabam Alei Mitzvahs Kiririmon. Even the empty people, the Rishonim of Tveria, are full of mitzvahs like a rimon, which the Turi Evan has a problem with. He says, why punct in Tveria, there the Rishon are full of mitzvahs and no other city? You can tell me Tveria is holier than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, there, the empty people don't have mitzvahs. So therefore, he has this kasha. The Rishash answer is that it means the opposite. It means that there were more Reikonim in Tveria in other places. The way of saying it is that they had Reikonim, and they were full of mitzvahs, but they had Reikonim there. Akaponim, it's called Rekes Al Shem, the empty people of Tveria. Rav Yirviyama Rekes Shema V'lomenik Roshma Tveria Sheyeshevis B'Dabur Sheretz Yisrael. Rav Yirviyama says really the name is Rekes. Why is it called Tveria? Because it lives in the it's situated in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, which is the belly button of Eretz Yisrael, the navel of Eretz Yisrael, the Tibura, the middle midsection of Eretz Yisrael is Tveria. Rav Amo or Rav Amo Rekes Shema. It's called Rekes L'omenik Roshma Tveria Shetoyva Riyasa. It's very pretty. It looks very good. Like Tosfos speaks out, Shehoyusham Ginois HaPardesim, with a lot of gardens and orchards there. So it's a very nice looking place. That's why it's called Tveria. Amar Zeira Kitroin Zu Tzipari. When it says in the pasuk Kitroin, that is Tzipari. V'lomenik Roshma Tzipari. Why is it called a Tzipari? It's really Kitroin the name. Why is it called Tzipari? Sheyeshevis Bereish Har Kitzipar. Like we learned before, Tapan Amad. It means that Kutzipari is very high up on top of the mountain. For anything more of a Kitter in Tzipari, is Kitter in Tzipari? How could that be? V'ha'kitra mechalka shel zvulun havoi. Kitra was in the chelik of zvulun. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk that zvulun lehoirish es yoshve kitrain ves yoshve na'alol uzvulun mesraim al midoyis av hava. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk that zvulun, we know that Eretz Yisrael was mechulik, was given out divided between 9.5 shvatim. 2.5 shvatim were Eivar Yarden, and for the other 9.5 shvatim got Eretz Yisrael. The Zvulun was not happy with its chelik. Zvulun's chelik stretched across the width of Eretz Yisrael from Be'erech, the Kinneret, until the Mediterranean Sea. That was Be'erech, approximately Zvulun's chelik. But it was divided between all of them. And Zvulun had to capture the city of Kitron, which is in his chelik, and he didn't get rid of all the Kananim there. He let the Kananim stay there and pay taxes. So the pasuk says, Zvulun like Hirish is Yeshve Kitron, it's Yeshve Nala. He didn't get rid of, he didn't throw out the people who lived there, the Kananim. And the end of the pasuk says, Vayeshev a Kananim Bekirba Viyu Lamas. So we see Kitron was in the chelik of Zvulun. And still it says, Zvulun Misraim Amidai Savava. Zvulun complained about his chelik. Shanem says in the pasuk, Zvulun Ancheir of Nafshi Lamas. And the end of the pasuk says, we dash like this. Matam, why did Zvulun complain about his chelik? And explains the Gemara. Almost Zvulun from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom. La'achait, my brother Naftali, nasati lem sodis v'kramim, gave him fields and vineyards. V'li, nasati har megvayis, I just got mountainous places and cliffs. La'achait, my brother nasati lem aratzis, he gave him land. V'li nasati yam v'naris, me he gave water. Yamim, oceans and rivers, which some say means the Mediterranean Sea and the Kinneret. So I don't have anything. So I'm like, so Kodesh Baruch answered, you know, you have very good chelik. Kulon tzrichin locha. Everyone's going to need you. Aydei chalazin. We know to make the chelis, you need a special fish called chalazin, and that comes from the water. And everyone's going to need you. Shnema hamim har yikro usafune temune chayil. Svune to Menachal means, Tani Rav Yosef, Svune is a chalazin. That means Svune is Lashon Chashiv, something that's precious. That's a chalazin. Tamune is a tirius, a certain type of fish called tirius. Rashi says, Dak Shkarin Tunina, sounds like a tuna fish. It's a good, very expensive fish. And Chal is Chuchas Levana. And Chal is white sand. They make special glass, make special crystal from it. So you're going to have a very good chalik. You have all those good things, good commodities. You have the chalazin, the tirius, and the Chuchas Levana. Who's going to let me know that? Who's going to let them know that that belongs to me and they have to pay me? Amalois, Hashem answers, Shom Yizbuchu Zivche Tzedek. Like Rashi and Tosis both explain, Simon Zeh Yehi Lecha, Kol Anoitim Chav Leidom, Inim Malabak Mark Masvio Shloi Klum. And like Rashi and Tosis explain, just like by a carbon, Yizbuchu Zivche Tzedek, by a carbon, you now bring carbon from Gezel. Here also, if they steal your commodities, then Hashem will make sure that they won't make any money in the business. And that will be the ride that it's yours. And that will be the simon that it's yours. Ad kan, the drasha gemara. So what do we see? Kitron was in Zvulun's chelik, and still Zvulun was complaining. And the problem is like this. We know Tzipori was a very, very geshmaka place, a very choshev and a very good city. And that was in Zvulun's chelik. So what was he complaining about? If Kitron is Tzipori, we know Tzipori was a very good place. And Kitron was in Zvulun's chelik. So why is he complaining? It's a very good place, Tzipori. You'll tell me less by Zavas Chal Vadvash. Maybe it's a very good place, but it doesn't have Zavas Chal Vadvash, which Rashi says means the Izim Oichon Te'enim, the goats eat the figs, Vadvash Noitvim, and the honey drips out of them. And the milk comes from the goats. So you have Zavas Chal Dvash. So maybe Tzipori doesn't have so much Zavas Chal Dvash. It's a good place, it doesn't have that. But it's not true. I saw the Zavas Chal Dvash of Tzipori. It's 60 mil by 60 mil, which is 4 parsa by 4 parsa, which is 16 square parsois. The chit tema, that's not so much. Maybe he has that, but it's not as much as his brothers. It's not true. It's not true. Why not? I saw the Zavas Chal Dvash of whole Eretz Yisrael. I saw the Zavas Chal Dvash of whole Eretz Yisrael. V'havi kimebei kuvi ad ekra de sobekni. Estimatat in parsi urka. It's 22 parsi long. Upasya shisa parsi. And 6 parsi wide, which comes out to 132 square parsois. And we said that Tzipori has 16 square parsois. 16 out of 132 is approximately an eighth. And there's 9.5 shvatim. So it's more than other shvatim have. So what's he complaining about? If Kitter and Sipari, we know Kitter and Zvul and Chelix, why is Zvul complaining? So the Mar is still complaining. Philahachi saw this of Chrom Adifa stole, the fields and vineyards are better, that he didn't have. They can now me the chsiv unavtali amarim is sada shmaminai. He was complaining about they didn't have a sada. That's the problem, and that he didn't have taka. Amar avo dashing more psukim what the places mean referred to. Amar avo the ekro into akers who kesri bas edam. That's the city of kesri bas edam. She is sheves bein. It's the city of kesri, which is in the kingdom of Edom of Rome. She is sheves bein achilus, which is an island. It sits between the sands, which means it's an island. That was a peg that was bad for Klal Yisrael in the days of the Yevonim. And when Malchus Beis Chashmonai were victorious over the Greeks, they called that city Achidas Migdal Shir. They called that place that we captured the Migdal Shir. Why is it called Migdal Shir? So the Masoreh Shas means the two pshatim. Either first the Tzur is a name of the kingdom, or it means shade. It was like a shade them. There were mazikim there in that tower. What's pshat in this pasuk? The pasuk says that the osu lavoi vasiroisi dama bepiv v'chukutzav ben chinov v'nisha gamhu lekenu v'hayuka aluf b'yehuda v'ekren kievusi. So the Asa Lava Hashem is going to destroy the Goyim. And the Gemara explains the lashon of all the words in the pasuk. That's the very historical base. Hashem will take that away. And it'll take away the very Zara ben Shinov. That's the very Zara base Galya. Venisha Gamu Lakenu, those buildings will be left for who? For Klal Yisrael, for Hashem. These are the big, huge shuls that in Rome that used to be a Veda Zara, a place of Veda Zara, instead of turned to Batim Adrashim. These are these big buildings that house the Veda Zara in Edom. It's going to be a place where you're going to teach Torah Barabim. Taisa says it means like these big places, the government places where they gathered, a gathering of Avodah Chavim, like the parliament buildings. They're all going to turn into places where you're lamed Torah l'rabim. Om Rav Yitzchak. In the pasuk it says, Leshem. What's Leshem? Zu Pamyas. It's in the Shevet Don. Zu Pamyas, that's Pamyas, which is a water, a body of water, where that's where the Yarden originates. The Ekrein to Akar, Zek Kesri Bas Edom, that's the place called Kesri of Rome. Shiyos Metroplim Shamalachim. It was a big place where that is where the seat of the kings. It was the mother of the kings. What does that mean? Ikadam the Marbi Ba Malki. That was a place where the Malachim were cultivated to be kings. They grew up there. That's where they learned to be kings. That's where the kings grew up. Ikadam the Mukimine Malachi. It was a place where that's where they picked out the next king from that area. And the Gemara Darshan is about these two cities, Kesri v'Yerushalayim. If someone tells you they're both destroyed, al tamin, don't believe them. Yashar Shteim, they're both flourishing, al tamin, don't believe them either. Charva Kesri v'Yashar Yerushalayim, that one of them, Kesri, is destroyed, and Yerushalayim is flourishing. Or Charva Yerushalayim v'Yashar Kesri, tamin, then you can believe them. Why? Shneim says in the Pasuk, Imala hecharava. The Pasuk says, that Tzura says, that from your destroying Yerushalayim, we will get built up. It's one is full, the other one is charav. One is charav, the other one is full. That's how it works. Rav Nachman says the pasuk in the Torah in the Chumash. Amak Mahachav, and the pasuk in Parshas told us. It says that when Rivka went to Shem and he said that the babies are kicking in my stomach. So Shem told her ulaoim miloim yematz, that the strong one will always be stronger. That means either Yaakov or Esav, not both of them together. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my Nisa, what's on this pasuk? Yuchem Rasha Bal Lomad Tzedek. Let Esav get a kapara, a schus. You know, give chen to Esav. Amalai, Hashem answers, Rasha. Who? He's a Rasha. That's the first two words. Yuchan Rasha. Yuchan Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Avinu said in front of Hashem, Yuchan Esav. He said, no, Rasha. Amalai, Baal, Lama Tzedek. You can't find anything good about him. Amalai, Be'eretz, Nechoiches Yavel. He's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Amalai, so he taka answer him, came, Baal Yirageyes Hashem. The whole pasuk reads like this. Yuchan Rasha Baal Lama Tzedek, Be'eretz, Nechoiches Yavel, Baal Yirageyes Hashem. We dash like this. Yuchan, that's what Yitzchak said. Hashem answered back Rasha. Yitzchak said, Baal Lama Tzedek. So Hashem answered, Be'eretz, Nechoiches Yavel. He's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then Yitzchak answered, Baal Yirageyes Hashem. He taka should not see the glory of Hashem. Not a drasha. Or Yitzchak. Maidach says in the pasuk, Al Titin Hashem, Mavei Rasha. don't give the Rasha his wants, and don't take off his nose ring that we hold him by. Don't give Esav HaRasha his wants, his taivis of his heart. Don't take out the his nose ring that we hold him by. So who is this? Who are we talking about? Who are we referring to? Zu Jeremiah Germaya Shel Edom. This is the place called Germaya of Rome. Some say it means Germany. Shemali Hein Yoitzim Machrim Kalam Kula. If you allow them to go out to war, they'll destroy the whole world. Therefore, Yaakovinu begged Hashem, please hold on to them. And the Gemara gives an example. Omar Acham V'Achlina Klas Meya Katigre Taga Ika. There are 300 kings wearing crowns by Germaya Shel Edom in this place called Germania, maybe Germany. And there's 365 dukes or ministers in Rome. And they both fight with each other. The Romans and the Germans fight with each other. Every day they fight with each other. And one of them are killed. And they're looking for a new one to replace him. So they're so busy with that, they have no time to go attack the world. And therefore, the whole world doesn't get destroyed. But Yaakov Avinu asked Hashem, please leave it like that. Let them fight with each other, because if not, they're going to destroy the whole world.